workshop took place in Nasarawa State, which, according to the organizers, was to create a central location for participants who were drawn from across the federation. Mr. Ogbonna explained that the training was to enable the media accelerate the attainment of the MDGs in the country. The MDGs, which include eradicating poverty and extreme hunger, basic primary education, gender equality and women empowerment, reducing child mortality, improving maternal health, and also combating HIV/AIDS, malaria and other diseases.
To commercialize agriculture, we need to think value chain. We need to also think processing. Those oranges, those mangoes, if you're traveling Benue that you see getting rotten along this, how to process them? How do you make Nigeria a fruit processing hub for West Africa?
Mr. Ogbonna pointed out that the nation is still far from achieving most of the goals. The regional coordinator, West and Central Africa of the United Nations Millennium Campaign, Mr. Nessim Mufu, said the growth the country would achieve under the MDG would go a long way in contributing to Africa's level of growth of the MDGs due to its strategic position in the continent.
Prioritizing development based on the requirements of the beneficiaries.
Mr. Mufu highlighted that the key factors towards achieving the MDGs include political will by the government, civil society and media advocacy, as it challenged members of the civil society to ensure accountability and transparency in projects under the MDGs. The head of monitoring and evaluation of a non-governmental organization known as Center for Democracy and Development, Mrs. Ezeyin, noted that most government organizations do not have proper record and database that could be used for project planning. She listed corruption as a factor that has contributed to the slow pace of the attainment of the MDGs in the country, as there have been cases where projects that are not relevant to the needs of the people have been undertaken, and urge the media to give attention to the MDGs growth in the country. I am Tina Armstrong.